Well, and we're going to be speaking to the Competition Commission in just a moment to just get some details on exactly what their investigation showed. It was very extensive, and it looked at specific things. It looked at the issue of prepaid airtime, how easily that is depleted. It looked at the issue of people living in rural areas, unemployed people, people who own small businesses, and how they are affected by the cost of data. They also looked at just how unfair it is to people who belong to that particular social stratum, or those social strata, and how deeply affected they are by lack of proper access to data because of the costs. And largely, they put it down to the issue of profitability, the fact that, essentially, these companies want to make money out of it, and that is why data is so expensive. So let me bring into the conversation Temenko Sibonakele. He is the commissioner of the Competition Commission, and you may have seen him, speak at that media briefing earlier today. Commissioner, good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. May I ask you, for the benefit of listeners who were not able to listen to what you had to say in regard to your findings this afternoon, may I ask you to just give us the crux of what you have found?
Well, we have found that there is lack of competition in the market for provision of data services in South Africa. Specifically, we have found that Vodacom and MTN are dominant players. And as a result of this lack of competition, prices in South Africa are excessive. We reached this conclusion after an extensive study which we conducted, including benchmarking with other countries where these operators operate, just looking in general in the African continent and other emerging markets, looking at their profitability. So the key message is that prices in South Africa are excessive. And part of the problem also that makes that kills competition is that the incumbents, they own key infrastructure. So, for example, if you have a small firm like Cell C, just to use as an example, it has to enter into roaming agreements with the larger incumbent players that have infrastructure. And the terms often of those agreements that facilitate access to infrastructure are disadvantageous to smaller operators. This is also what has caused competition not to work in the sector. So we have some recommendations in all of these.
Right. So I see that you are asking for a reduction of between 30% and 50% in data prices in the next 2 months.
That's right. Yes, we are saying that there is scope for those levels of price reduction. Of course, we're saying we must talk about this. So we have put our information out there. Our report is out there, but we're saying to the operators they have 2 months to engage us on what's the appropriate level of price reduction. But there's no doubt that there must be price reduction. Remember that one of the things we say is that also their pricing methods have been stuck against the poor. So, for example, people who buy prepaid for an average 30-day data bundle mm-hmm. pay considerably more than people who buy the same data bundle but are on contract.
Right.
So that's discrimination against the poor, and that's one of the reasons why we think that there is scope for reduction, especially for prepaid customers.
Give me a sense of this. I mean, there's one listener who wrote to us to say that he believes that the cell phone provider's next move is to simply delay this, to drag it to court, to perhaps try to stymie your efforts to lower the prices. How open are MTN and Vodacom to having these discussions with you and to facing the reality that those prices will eventually have to drop?
You know, we've had cooperation from the operator so far. We released our provisional report, as you will recall, in April. After that, they made further submissions. We've engaged extensively with their further submissions. We've met with them. We don't get a sense that there's intransigence. There are differences. Obviously, they would want to keep the prices where they are as much as possible. But we're saying that, this is not sustainable. It's going to also reflect a regulatory failure. You know, as a regulator, this is It's our job to make sure that prices are not excessive where competition has failed. So we've given them 2 months. I hope that they will take that reprieve and reach a sensible agreement with the regulators. Of course, I cannot take away the possibility that we may have to go through the competition tribunal on this or court, whatever they elect to do. I think they will be best placed to answer that question.
Let me ask you what sort of prosecution could be on the cards if they don't cooperate.
Well, it will be prosecution for excessive pricing, firstly, possibly price discrimination insofar as poor customers are concerned, and possibly exclusionary conduct. We have all of these powers in terms of Section 8 of the Competition Act that we can pursue. So excluding other players when you are dominant could also be an offense. Charging excessive pricing when you are dominant could be an offense. Price discrimination when you are dominant could be an offense. So we'll look at a menu of options to see what's the best way forward.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Commissioner Temminkosi Bonakele from the Competition Commission.